Protests in most parts of Syria have been continuing day and night. That's despite weeks of harsh repression. Residents of the central region of Homs got a taste of that repression today. Protesters say government forces killed at least 14 people there. Residents and activists say soldiers and tanks have cut off the towns of Rastan and Telbisa. Syrian Americans are lobbying Congress and the U.S. State Department to step up the pressure on Syria's President Bashar al-Assad. We get details from Asiya Bundawi in Washington.
Human rights groups estimate that more than 1,000 Syrians have been killed and 10,000 detained since anti-government demonstrations began in Syria 9 weeks ago. Syria is beginning to look a lot like Libya. Both regimes have used artillery and violent force against their countrymen, and both leaders obstinately refuse to step down. But while the U.S. and NATO intervened in Libya with a no-fly zone and targeted military actions, the same will probably not happen in Syria. In the first place, while Libyans explicitly called on the international community to bomb Gaddafi's forces, most Syrians want the West to stay away. Mara Bukai is a Syrian academic and poet who attended a recent summit and lobby day in Washington. Like many other Syrian Americans, she says a U.S. military intervention would taint an otherwise organic and popular uprising.
I don't encourage at all military intervention in Syria, no, because this revolution starts from inside. And we wanted to stay inside, made by Syrian.
But that doesn't mean that the U.S. should sit idly by. Lo'ay Safi is president of the Syrian American Congress and an organizer of the summit. He says that the U.S. administration should intervene in different ways.
We have been asking the government to declare that the regime is illegitimate and to ask President Assad to step down. What Obama did so far is to say, you know, either reform or go away. People in Syria have been living on the promises of reform for the last 10 years.
That's led other Syrians to say that military intervention might become necessary, even though it's not popular. Shirko Abbas is president of the Kurdish National Assembly of Syria.
We need not to think about using military, but the regime is using it. We are not. So we need to also find a way to send a message that either you have to really stop this killing or you could be targeted, not as a Syria as a whole, specific, targeted, smart sanction and military actions.
I think it will be extremely, extremely difficult to get the U.S. Congress to go on board a military intervention in Syria.
Murhaf Shwejati is a Syrian-born professor of Mideast Studies at National Defense University. He says regardless of whether Syrians want the U.S. to intervene in their country, it probably won't happen because, frankly, it's not in the U.S. interest right now.
The U.S. will not intervene, first because it doesn't have a Security Council mandate, and even if all the Security Council members were on board, the U.S. already feels overstretched, whether in its war in Iraq or Afghanistan. Now its involvement in Libya.
Many Syrians believe that a U.S. intervention would play right into the hands of a Syrian regime that has tried to delegitimize protests by blaming them on outside meddling. That's why Syrian Americans are so cautious about asking the U.S. to get involved in any way. And Shwejati says the U.S. administration should be equally cautious.
Careful into specifically articulating the fact that there is not only a foreign conspiracy, but that this is a domestic affair between Syrian state and Syrian society.
The problem, though, is that short of bombing, the international community, notably the U.S., has little leverage in Damascus. In the past decade, the relationship between the U.S. and Syria has oscillated from overtly hostile to simply diplomatically strained. So the U.S. now finds itself walking a fine line between promoting democracy and invigorating a dictator. For The World, I'm Asiya Bundawi, Washington, D.C.